Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday. This is the fifth day in January of 2024. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through, hopefully, the end of your work week. We're going to start with your DNA. There's a popular DNA firm, 23andMe. 23andMe serves millions of customers, and in November, many of them experienced unauthorized access and theft of their data via their accounts. Well, the firm had to investigate per California's Consumer Protection Act, or CCPA, which handles data security and how firms use consumer data. And there's a class action lawsuit about this very issue, arguing that 23andMe needs to pay these customers so that they can be secure, because 23andMe, rather, did not diligently safeguard the information. Well, if you ever recycle or reuse a password, according to 23andMe, it's your fault there was a data breach. In a letter to the law firm representing the class action lawsuit against 23andMe, 23andMe is claiming that these attacks in November were credential stuffing, meaning that individuals had either recycled, easily guessable, or old passwords, which were consumed and used by criminals to access the accounts, meaning that it's your own fault that your account was hacked. So it's unclear exactly how the CCPA or regulators will respond to 23andMe, but many firms and online resources now force you to change a password, which cannot be any of your last 10 passwords. And this is the reason why. Because there are measures that 23andMe could have taken so that users could not have used an old or bogus password. Password complexity requirements are a result of these kinds of attacks. So if you want to make sure that you are not a victim of a data breach similar to the 23andMe one, use a complex password and rotate it. There are password managers to help you do this if you don't want to write it down or memorize it. So what you need to know is that there's going to be some back and forth between victims, regulators, and 23andMe as a result of their data breach in November. We're going to stay in California, where a housing authority in California's San Bernardino County had an email account of one of their employees compromised in June. There was a quote-unquote attack in June in which this one user's email account was compromised, and it led to the unauthorized access of data relating to 19,000 people. And this is particularly bad because, one, we are just finding out about it via notification letters now, over half a year later. And two, the Housing Authority in San Bernardino County services those who are not in a financial means to really be able to understand or protect themselves in a way that those more affluent people might be able to be. In other words, this is people who are scraping by getting help from the Housing Authority who now have all their data in the hands of criminals. And so this isn't the first time that housing authorities have been targeted by criminals. Notable ransomware groups have targeted housing authorities in California and other states. It's unclear exactly what, if any, of this data will be used for. Could range from fraud to targeting these individuals with scams, because they likely need some form of financial assistance, given that they're in the housing authority system there. And so it's unfortunate, but if you are part of an organization dedicated to providing housing, just know that that data is very sensitive and it is, at this point, being targeted by criminals. We're going to take a flight to India. India has a developer known as NJ Technologies, and they have developed a real estate app called My Estate Point Property Search. Unfortunately, as part of this development, there is a back-end database that operates on a technology called MongoDB. And unfortunately, that MongoDB database contained the details of app users, including their names, email addresses, phone numbers, passwords, signup method, and business descriptors. And unfortunately, all of that data for nearly all of their 500,000 downloaders or users was exposed as a result. So it's unclear exactly if criminals gained access to this data while it was accessible, but if you used my estate point property search, you're going to want to understand that your name, address, and phone number specifically could be in the hands of criminals. Also, your plain text password. So change your password if you're going to keep using that app, because they will remediate this MongoDB server. And if you use that password anywhere else, go ahead and change it there too, because that password could be scanned by criminals to see if it will allow access to any other accounts that you might have. We're going to end in Ukraine. There are new reports coming out from Ukraine authorities, the Security Service of Ukraine, or SSU. Their cybersecurity department is giving interviews about a breach from one of the largest telecommunications service providers in Ukraine, known as Kyivstar. Now, Kyivstar has a huge network that provides internet access for tens of millions of people in Ukraine, and according to these latest reports, Russian government-backed hackers had been in their network for over 6 months, beginning at least in May of 2023, and in December of 2023, just last month, wiping tens of thousands of computers, the Russian hackers were able to leave over 25 million home and mobile internet subscribers without an internet connection. Why this matters? Today's digital society relies on the internet. Many people don't have paper maps in their cars to get somewhere. They use a GPS device. Many people don't go to the grocery store. They use their internet connection to order food to them. Many people don't listen to the radio. They just get on their mobile or computing device and get the news from whatever source they want. Well, 25 million people could no longer do those things. And this is very dramatic because wiping tens of thousands of computers and thousands of servers on a telecommunications service provider network is damning. People on roads will suddenly be lost. Grocery orders will be halted. Could even impact financial institutions. And so this is a very serious attack, demonstrates Russia's willingness, on the assumption that it was in fact them, to target civilian critical infrastructure, shut it down, and cause massive disruption. And in the case of Russia and Ukraine, this is during an ongoing wartime scenario. But it does show that it is possible to cause this level of disruption via cyber. Hacktivists could deploy it in retaliation for elements that they deem to be against their cause. Or nations like the United States or China could use this as a means to, for example, disrupt, say, elections. And so these types of attacks are very serious. It's very intriguing how they were done. More details will follow. What you need to know is that one nation used cyber to take away the internet from 25 million people during an act in time of war. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Friday. It's going to be a great weekend, so stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. And until next week, Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to a bus operator in Queens. Stefan Harrington is getting a sincere tip of the cap because just before Christmas, he saved a young boy. While driving his route in Queens, Stefan noticed that there was a young boy in the middle of the street. Got that young man on the bus, went to the next stop, called 911, and was able to reunite that child in December with their parents. So a sincere tip of the cap to you, Stefan, for recognizing a lost child, using the police correctly, and reuniting that child with their family leading into the holiday season. And please, keep on being a hero.